And then a lot of us find God. And I know this is like with Teresa. I know this would be like with many. You find God and, well, Lord, I love you. You're wonderful. You're kind. You take care of me. Everything's great about you. I'll submit to you. And what God wants you to know tonight, you're not really submitting to him if you can't submit to the governments that he set up. Now, I'm not preaching this in the way I've heard it preached to try to make me, you know, be controlled by someone. This is not, and then we're going to look at this, because first I want to, so then I said, okay, God, today, and I did all the, you know, this is real fast for me to get all this in a couple hours, because I had no clue till this morning about any of this, as far as seeing it to this detail. But God's like, look, if I made a system, if I set this up, it's really good. And there's really a good reason for it. And just because you've seen the abuse, you've thrown out the good. Everyone here knows that a kid needs a parent unless they really rebelled against the whole parent thing because theirs was so cruel. And that's happened. That's why the Bible says if you do not discipline your child, you don't love them. It says you hate them. That just, well, that can't be. No, it's true. You let Satan so pervert a system that God put into play for those kids' protection. You so let Satan pervert that in your thinking that now you rebel against the word of God when it says how to train up your children. And then you get very rebellious children who are in lots of trouble. And you can't control them. And they have no government. Right? And guys, like, this isn't about judging each other. This isn't about who's a better parent. You can control someone and make them look like they're submissive when the truth is they're very rebellious because they hate you the whole time that you're controlling them. And when they walk away from you being in charge, they're going to be a very hurt person. They're going to be abusive. They're going to be controlling, or they're going to totally not be able to do anything. Because they will have no self-esteem. They will not know their value. They will not see true parenting. We're not going to get in all this, but any true governing is to help other people become what Christ wants them to be. True government, natural, and the true supernatural government from God is perfect. Come on. You just have imperfect people who don't have the true concept of it, operating with some wrong spirits and calling it God. But let me tell you, the supernatural fivefold ministry that God's going to bring forth and that God has had operating is really edifying, building up, and equipping. They're not lording it over. I personally haven't seen that much of it. I've seen a taste of it here and there. I'm not saying that there aren't some people who really are free in this area, but we're in an entire nation that is so rebellious. And God gave me Jeremiah 4, 5, and 6 to get into this teaching tonight when I was asking what's going on, and you want to read something to really knock your socks off, read Jeremiah 4, 5, and 6, because the way God sees it makes what I'm saying sound like really nice. But God wants us to deal with these areas.